Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
The financial stresses of the last 3 or 4 years can actually create a learning moment that we can use to make ourselves more financially literate, more prepared for the future. So I've got 5 tips to help take away from the financial stresses of the last few years. Number one, as we've had interest rates increase and we've had the banking system challenges that we have, is number one, looking at the guaranteed interest options that we have available to us, both at the banking level, through money market funds, through treasuries, and all kinds of things. So they're, you know, a lot of people have left their money sitting in cash at a bank and they're still making just 0.2 or 0.3%. And the reality is there are a lot of options now where you can be earning 4 to 5% on money that is principally protected. Now, along those lines, on that same point, understanding the FDIC guidelines with your bank monies. And I think that's critically important. It's $250,000 per taxpayer ID per bank. So that's critically important to know, and that is one thing we've talked about in the last few weeks, is making sure that your deposits are within FDIC guidelines while we're getting through this bank crisis. Number two, the importance of inflation and how it punctures budgets and how it can be a thief of retirement income. I've talked about that for years, but frankly, up until 2 years ago, year and a half ago, you know, with inflation at 1.5%, a lot of people weren't talking about the impact of inflation on retirement income, but it's dramatic. Even when inflation's at 1.5 or 2%, since 2000, people on Social Security, their benefits increases based on cost of living adjustments, have still lost a third of their purchasing power over the last 23 years. So in other words, whatever you drew in Social Security benefits in 2000, even with the cost of living adjustments, if we adjust today's benefit for inflation, it's a third less than it was in 2000. So it's very important. You know, I don't think inflation's going to stay at 5 or 6% for a period of 5 to 10 years. I can't promise you that. We don't know. But it's very important to understand the risk of inflation in retirement. It really sneaks up on you. We don't think about it as much because it doesn't rob us of 25 or 30 or 40% in 1 year. But it sneaks up on us, and we wake up one day in 10 years and we're like, where'd all of our income go? Number two, teens are not just, they're just not clued in. Teens, 52%, only 52% of teens passed a test for teen financial literacy. Now, the good thing is in our education system, there are more and more things being done in even the public school systems to teach our young people financial literacy. I think we need to do more. I think you as parents, we need to take it upon ourselves. Don't allow the system to necessarily teach our kids what they need to know about financial literacy. We need to be teaching them about financial literacy. Number four, understanding that people are living longer and longer lives. And a typical retired married couple at 65 years old, one of you is probably going to live to 94, would be about average. And so all of these risks of inflation and things like I've already talked about become a tremendous risk over a period of 25 to 30 years. And number five, retirement continues to be the major financial mystery when it comes to financial literacy. Only 21% of Americans feel that they know enough effectively to plan for their retirements. It is the greatest point of financial confusion. Over half typically report they're comfortable with saving money. Almost half say they're comfortable with banking. But when it comes to preparing for retirement, only 21%. That's why we bring you this show every week. That's what we do with our classes throughout the community, is to try to bring you great information so you can make informed and prudent decisions that can impact the quality of your life.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.